Welcome to
Game Together. Welcome, I'm James.
And I'm Lois. And we have a very... I'm his good friend and also daughter. And we have a very special guest.
A very special, very other very good friend. And also...
younger daughter Elsie!
Welcome, say hi, Elsie. Welcome, Elsie. Welcome to Game Together, your very first appearance.
Yep! Say
good
hi.
Good to have you. Say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we wanted to get Elsie on today because we haven't done a lot of playing. We missed last week's episode. We haven't played a lot of video games over the last couple of weeks because you went back to school. You've been homeschooling for
about
2 years. It seems like.
Yeah, it seems like.
It was a long time. It seemed like a long time.
But it's not 2 years.
No, it probably wasn't quite that long, but it seemed like a long time. But are you glad to be back at school now, both of you?
Yes.
I prefer it than homeschooling. But the thing is, it's like a double-double percentage. So they're each like the same percentage.
Okay.
I'm liking because in school, they talk you through it. But in homeschool, you can finish everything before lunch and then you're free for the rest of the day.
Yeah, so they help you more at school, but at home school you get to skive off a bit more because mum and daddy are busy.
Yeah, so you can finish school quicker.
Yeah, okay. So it's a mix.
Yeah, double-double.
Good double-double percentage. All right. Well, but what that has meant is we didn't have a lot of video game time last week, but this week we caught up a little bit. We've wrapped up Bowser's Fury, got that finished, although we haven't got all 100... cat shines
so basically you won't be getting all 100 because there's bonus ones that appear to get like the ending, but that's appear so like you complete it and you can skip the credits, but there's pictures that I don't want to skip now. I was going to skip it, but now I don't. So basically, you might get most of them, but you won't get all 100. You might be missing like 5 or 10 because there's some in this floating island. So if you're like, oh, it says out of 100, there's no more things, cat shines. It's because some appear. So you finish the game and go back in and bonus worlds are open, and when Bowser awakes, a floating isle appears.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury, as you always remind me to add. But I think it's worth saying, what great value that game is. The amount of levels there are in the Super Mario, in the Mario 3D World section, the amount of worlds, the extra worlds you get on the end of the super hard worlds at the very, very end, and Bowser's Fury, which I think is a fantastic, really, really good... Look, I'd love to have a full-length, massive Mario game that was made like Bowser's Fury. I think that would be so cool. It's really, really great. It's a great, great game. I don't think we can't really recommend it enough. But it was Mother's Day this weekend, so we wanted to play some games that we could all play together. Lois and I, we play a lot of games together.
Yeah.
You and Elsie play a lot of games together as well. Well, you play a lot of Minecraft together, but we wanted to play a game that Mummy loves to play as well. And Mummy's not a big player of video games, is she?
Yeah, and I think we mentioned this in one of the previous episodes. Definitely not Super Mario 3D Land. Way too confusing. You're like, come on, do this. Don't jump off the edge. And then they jump off the edge.
Four people in that game is insane.
Yeah, too much.
But what we do love playing together is
Mario Party.
Mario Party. That is a great game. And now that is it's a pretty old game, but we thought it would be worth just telling you a bit about Mario Party, because I think there's some people that have never played it. I think there's people that maybe looked at it and thought, nah, this game doesn't look like it's looks a bit
or
silly, doesn't look like a proper game.
Or people who are just going, what is that? I have no clue what they are talking about. What's the Switch? What's anything in this world?
Well, especially if you don't know what the Switch is, but if you've just bought a Switch and you're looking at games that you could think about, I think that Mario Party might be the best family game for everybody.
Yes.
Because
other than if you've got 6 people in the family, 2 people will have to sit out.
Good point. Yeah, if you've got 6 people in the family, it's not the best.
But one of the games in there it takes it automatically to one player, so then you can pass it along the line to do.
Yeah, there are some games, and you can play it with two separate Switch systems also. There's loads of cool things you can do. But let's start off by, what is Mario Party? Lois, what is it?
So it's a game, and at the beginning, like, all like Mario's friends are arguing over who's the superstar, blah blah. Like saying, one day they were all arguing and they were going, I'm skipping all the weeing because I've gone on for a long time.
Too long.
Yeah. And then they're saying, then Toad says, we're going to host a competition and see who's going to win it, and then they'll be the superstar. And then Bowser comes along with his thing, maybe it'll be one of us, and we've got a judge as well. And then Kemet comes on, and then they say, well, now that Toad says, well, now Kemet's here, it will make setting up easy.
Yeah. So basically, it's a collection of, it's like a board game, isn't it? You play a board game with then, loads and loads of mini games all inside it.
Yeah. And then there's like river rafting, where you row the boat,
we'll go through,
bump
we'll,
into
we'll
the
go
bubbles.
Through each
and,
of the different games in a second. So before we talk about all the different modes in Mario Party, first of all, what, Elsie, from your point of view, what is it you like about Mario Party?
I like Mario Party because it's got, like, lots of detail, and when you press a button on the board game thing, it, like, move them around. And when me, Daddy and Lois and Mummy all played, I trapped Mummy in and she had to pay coins to get out. That's how I like the boy games.
Yeah, you are an absolute pair of mischief makers when you
and
two
each,
team up.
Yeah, and each time when we win a mini game, we think we're going to win and we just like lie down on the sofa, put our hands behind our heads and just go, let's sit back and chill out.
Yeah, anyway. So
even though we lose every time.
Yeah, you don't lose every time, but yeah. I mean, what I love about Mario Party is that it's a... So essentially what you've got is the main game mode is a board game. So you roll a dice. You can either do it in teams...
You punch your dice. You can do it in team or individuals.
So there's two versions, aren't there? There's individuals where everyone's all against all, or there's teams. And teams is a great way to play, isn't it? Because that means your dice rolls are combined, and so sometimes it's two of us versus the other two of us. And then you work together on the mini games. And the idea is you have a good turn, you roll the dice.
You punch the dice. Like the question mark blocks, if you've played any other games, you punch
them. Exactly. Like you're jumping up to a question mark block. You roll the dice, you move on the board game, and then everyone moves, and then you play a mini game together. And the winner of the mini game gets coins.
Yes. And the difference between the two things is that on individuals, you punch the dice, it goes a random way, but it gives you options. You want to go left, right, or up to do it. But if you are in teams, you have different colours. So like Bowser's green?
I can't remember what the colours of the teams are, but
So then you can pick out the entire route. Because in individuals, if there's like dry bones right next to you, you can't choose if you want to go left or right. It takes you straight until there's a curve to go a different way.
And there's different boards, so you can play each one differently. But the cool thing about the team way is you kind of two people can go off in two different directions.
Yeah. So
what's the idea of the game?
Elsie, you want to answer that?
Yeah.
The idea of the game is you trying to beat the other team.
How do you do that?
You just kind of like get the most stars.
Stars, that's what you're collecting, isn't it? So that's the big prize, is to collect a star.
Yes, like basically the thing that, if you've played other games, the things that give you like the rainbow power and you're invincible for a few minutes, they're basically that, but they don't make you invincible.
So the winner is the one who gets the most stars at the
end.
And
there's three bonus stars, and you said that there'd be an ally bonus where me and Elsie had like 23 allies, and then there's not an ally bonus!
So sometimes you have to collect allies. What are you thinking, Elsie?
And also the aim of the game is to get all the gems.
Ah, yeah, well, we'll come on to that in a second, and that, because I think that's a really good point. So there's different game modes, aren't there? There's the board game mode, which is the one we've just been talking about, where you roll the dice, you move around, you play these mini games. Let's just talk about the mini games for a second. What do you think about the different mini games, Elsie?
One of the mini games is really hard for me and Lois, the sewing one. Because the sewing one is like there's old knits stuck in the box.
Sewing pins.
Like sewing pins on there. And we've got string tied around us. And there's like a shape that comes in the middle. And we've got to try on. Make the right shape.
Before the other team in your time.
We always lose because it's not very good. Once we got two,
and then you say, oh, look, there's something over there, and I'm like, what? And you say, come on, let's do it.
Yeah, so that's an example of one that's quite hard for you. But then there's ones like the...
Tug of war, we had no clue, idea. Because in another one, it doesn't tell you what
you've got
to do.
What about the maths one where you fire the cannon at the
very good at this one.
Yeah, we always sit back and chillax on that one.
You always win that one,
it's
don't you?
It's easy.
Yeah. Well, it's not easy.
It is easy.
But the point is...
You always get like 1 × 8 or 6 or 1 × 3 or anyone.
I suppose the point I'm making is that it's good because anyone could win. And like you could win the mini games or we could win the mini games. It doesn't really matter how good you are at games. It's a sort of level playing field, isn't it? And the beauty about the board game is when you get to the end, even if you've absolutely dominated the whole game, and it's like any board game, anyone can win because it's, you know, dice rolling is luck ultimately. But even at the end, it's totally unfair. They completely change and give a load of extra stars to a random person, which means that there's still every chance, even if you've been losing all game, you could still win.
Yes, but if somebody has got 4 stars, you know you won't be able to beat them because
there's only three bonus stars.
If you get 3, and then all the 3 bonus points go into your team, it can sometimes say, like, it's a tie.
Yeah, that could happen. What were you thinking there, Elsie?
One of the mini games, we had no clue what there is, so we kept on losing on it, and that was the tug of war that Daddy said.
We didn't even know
what pressing button it was.
Yeah, so you had a controller. Maybe we'll upload a picture of it. So Daddy was like pulling on the joystick one way and then pressing loads of random buttons like beep beep beep.
It's a bit like WarioWare. If you've ever played WarioWare, it's the same sort of principle where you're presented with a game and you've kind of got to figure out how you do it. But it uses the Joy-Cons in interesting ways. Sometimes you're like flicking them to throw it or hitting a bat or
like
throwing a boomerang.
Yeah, like how if you've got Matt Bowser for your other games, how those boomerang guys are Mario in... with boomerang power, like throws them, he like goes "sha," and then you're like flicking the controller in the same way, but not actually letting go. Elsie wants to say something.
And also there was like a mini game where there was like loads of cactus guys, not really cactus guys. They're like little balls with spikes on it, and we standed all on platforms and we shooted boomerangs at them, but not like Mario, like he said. We just hold a normal boomerang.
Yeah, we hold a joystick.
Yeah.
And we throw
it.
Flick it at them like cactus guys, and we call them cactus.
To try and get as many. Yeah, they look like cactus.
Yeah.
That is a great game. So, okay, so you've got the board game. That's 2 different types of board game. But that's not that in and of itself, I think, is fun. It takes about an hour to play a game, doesn't it? So it's a good, fun thing. You can play longer games if you want to play an hour and a half. You can increase the number of turns. So there's loads and loads of stuff you can do in there. But there's also all these other pretty cool modes as well, aren't there? So there's also river rafting. Tell us a little bit about the river rafting mode, Lois.
So you hold the joystick or controller, depending what people call it.
Joy-Con.
Yeah, Joy-Con.
Official name.
And then... you know how wheels go round on cars?
I do.
Yeah, everyone knows that. You like spin it like that, and then on the thing you're like rowing the oars, and
you hold it like as if you're holding an oar of a boat, and you row the boat.
Row it.
So you've got 4 people. So what's happening? You've got 4 people in a raft.
Yeah, 2 on each side. So then you've got to go pick. So imagine there's a chicken with 4 wings in water. 4 wings,
right.
2 on each side.
Okay.
So it's in water. If it flaps its... what side's this? Quick question.
Left.
And if it flaps its left wing, it takes the thing right. If it flaps its right wing, it takes the chicken left. So it's like that, but the body of the chickens is a boat, and their wings are oars.
That makes it perfectly clear, I think. Much clearer than if you just said it's like a boat, and you've got oars on either side. But no, it said if you're a four-winged chicken, then that's exactly what it's like.
You don't need to say four wings. The back oars could be its feet swimming in the water.
But its feet would be underwater.
So imagine you're just a chicken with two wings and two
tiny legs
that have got oars on them.
We've once been on a boat at Disneyland.
Went straight face first down the stream.
There was no control on that boat at this
time.
So you're in the boat, you're paddling for dear life, and then every so often you have to hit these balloons that get you access to more mini games, which get you more time, don't they, to get you down the river. Now this game, I think, is the one that causes the most shouting in our family, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's quite hard to
control it. Yeah,
everyone has to work as a team. Like if one person doesn't join in, curtains
drawn. Yeah, so I'd recommend you do that four played, because you can't play it just one played. If you pick it one played, you go on, it says pick a team of these three people.
I guess the computer probably controls the other ones, but I don't know how. We've never tried doing it one player, have we?
No, so one person might just, like, when we crash into the side, you'll be like, come on, computer, come on, come on!
Yeah, you can't.
And it won't just roar, you'll be stuck on that side.
But that is that's fun as well, and it's quite hard, but again, good fun game to play. So, as well as the river raft, did you have something to say about the river raft, Elsie?
No, it's about the computers.
Oh, okay, what about the computer?
So, if you play one, you come to the stadium and there's three groups there with three people in if it's only one, and if there's only two,
there's two people. If there's three, there's one left.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, so if you're playing with less than four people, then you can choose how difficult the other people you're playing with are. So if you're playing if you want to play two players against the two computer players, you can set the difficulty of the computer opponent so that you're not playing against two super difficult computers. Yes, Elsie.
And also, when you select the characters, it says normal,
hard,
medium, and hard.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but I don't really understand.
Well, that means that's how difficult they are. So if you're playing against them, they would be. If you choose easy, you'll be able to beat them easily. And if they choose hard, they'll be much harder to beat. Okay, so you've got board game. We've got the river rafting. What else have we got? We've got the music one, the dancing one.
Oh yeah, we're not good at that.
Which one's that? The one where this is like a series of what we call rhythm games, aren't they? Where you hold the Joy-Con and it plays music, and there's all different things you've got to
do. Yeah, so it gives like dun dun dun. So this is one on a horse. So it's got loads of rings on the ground. So it gives like dun dun yank the reins, dun dun yank the reins, dun dun yank the reins, yank yank yank.
Exactly. I mean, that sounds exactly what it's like.
So you like whip your horse like yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
so you have to whip the horse, or you have to.
You've got to like
stab a fruit. Yes, you've got these. They're pretty cool. They're fun games, aren't they? The rhythm ones. I quite enjoy that.
Yeah.
It's also a bit of exercise, isn't it? You have to stand up with that one and sometimes dance around or move about or whatever else. So that's a fun one. And there's a number of different difficulty levels and different versions of it. And also, because there's so many different mini games, you can play it over and over again and you always get different ones, don't you?
Yeah, so let's say there was one where you've got to wait until that, like, so there's five glasses, then four, then three, then two, then one. You've got, so it goes like boom, 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 yank, so there's a cloth.
So imagine if you were trying to pull a cloth out from a tablecloth out and leave all the cutlery and everything,
yes,
still on
it.
The table.
So like, let's say you've just done that and then you've got to stab the fruit, so it goes dun 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 cha cha. So when each time it goes cha cha, it's basically you're stabbing out. You know fencers, they've got those swords. They're like those swords, you got to go cha, like cha cha on the fruit, and you can get nice late and early.
Yes, so you get different amounts of points depending on how on time you are with the whole thing. There's also the endless road, isn't there? What's that called? The marathon, did you call it?
Yeah, the London Marathon, even though it's not the London.
The London Marathon. Okay.
Yeah.
So what does that entail, Elsie?
It's like little stages.
all the way to the end.
So you have to do, that's where you basically have to do, you have to play every mini game in the whole game.
You don't need to do not all of them.
80 quests, 80 different things, non-stop. They give you small break points.
Yes, you don't have to do them all in one go. You can stop and save it and come back to it later, can't you?
And there's like, so say we've just finished the marathon.
Yep.
We'll get like a gem.
Okay, yeah, well again, we're going to come on to the gems in a minute, you want to talk about it now? All right, well, we'll talk about it now then if you want to talk about it now. So let's talk about the gem. What's the purpose of the whole game? You've got these different modes. You've got the board game mode, you've got the marathon mode, you've got the River Rapids mode. There's a number of different board game versions, aren't there? There's four boards for every board game, and there's two different board games. And at the end, when you've completed all of the different variations of all of the different things, that's when you get the gem that Elsie's talking about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, but so remember at the beginning how I said that they were arguing over who's going to be the superstar?
Yeah.
If you didn't watch that bit, you just said, oh, this bit looks boring, zoom off. I recommend you go back to that beginning part and you'll hear me talking about that.
So you won't understand the intricate plot of the Super Mario Party.
Yeah. So then, yeah, and so you get all the gems. They float up into the sky, build in a circle.
Well, let's not spoil exactly what happens at the end. But the point is that at the end of each section, there's some, well, the point is there's some cool stuff to unlock, isn't there? There's extra characters you can unlock. There's... And then again, when you've done all those things, you can get the gems, which allows you to get the actual ending of the game.
Yeah,
which we only just did.
And whoever... So, you're Rosalina, you're... What's her name again?
Peach?
No, Boomerang Lady, that Elsie was last time.
Boomerang Lady?
Okay, we'll just go with Junior Bowser for now.
Okay.
You're Junior Bowser, I'm Bowser. Yeah, so because you're player one... it says, oh, well done, you collected all the gems. Then you become the superstar.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate goal again. And that's what's cool about it, is that there's so much to do that it's taken us, you know, like more than a year to get to the point where we've actually finished all of that stuff. There's another couple of modes, aren't there? There's the square off. What's that? How does that one work, Elsie? You're quite good at the square off, aren't you?
The square off. I thought it was called
Scare Off. Not Scare Off. That would be terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't want to play the Scare Off.
So, there's like loads of mini games. I'm going to explain my favourite one, and that's the bomb passing. It's like pass the parcel, but you can't let the bomb.
Oh, that sounds like a terrible pass the parcel. I would hate to go to a party where pass the parcel involved bombs.
And the bomb will explode, and then you'd have. And then it'll say, you're out.
Right.
So, we pretend that if you've got any, like, cups or stuff around you, use, like, something and use, like, a ball or something, and then you could pass it along. And if someone holds it for too long, it goes red, flashes it, and then someone gives it to someone else quickly.
And then it goes...
And then someone else will do it. But when it's about to explode, it doesn't let you pass on, because it says that you have to be exploded.
That's a fun game.
It doesn't say you've got to be exploded. Just when you catch it, you've got to wait a while, then you're allowed to throw it.
And that game basically works where you've got a grid, haven't you? And you play a mini game against each other. The winner gets their colour of that.
No, that's not how it works.
Is that not how it works?
It's like a square off.
How does it work?
So you get a number of different mini games, blah blah blah, stuff like that. So we'll say we just got the pass the bomb that Elsie likes. This is going to be the one before the last. So there are two panels left in the whole. No, let's go with three panels left on the grid. So Elsie's just won the bomb game. She gets to pick any of the leftover grids. She got a grid.
That's literally isn't it?
She gets the grid. Oh, look at that. It's just said times two. You can pick another grid.
Okay. So you might get, so the difference, yeah. So the difference,
and you
wasn't
can,
entirely
like,
different.
Choose one.
Yeah.
All the ones that look golden, they're the ones you can choose from to place.
No, they've
the box
got,
on.
Yeah, they've got like a golden outline around it. And my favourite mini game is Fuzzy Flight School. Yeah,
okay.
Fuzzy Flight School.
What does
yeah,
that
so
entail?
You hold the controller like it's the steering wheel but flat, and you move it around to control where you're taking your vehicle. So you're
this
in a vehicle.
Is the best about this
yeah.
one.
Fuzzy. You know those ink things.
Yeah, those little fuzzy
yeah.
guys. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you fly around. If you bump into them, you get 3 lives. So you bump into it, your glass goes a bit cracky. Bump into another one, it goes quite cracky. Bump into another one, your
Game
thing
over.
Dives down and crashes.
I'm on the second one. The back of your thing looks wonky.
And like, you know, if you've watched Madagascar Escape to Africa.
Right.
Air Penguins.
Yes.
If you've watched that, when they launch off, at one point, boom, one of the engines goes out. Smoke comes. Smoke happens
that's
from the back
like,
of your thing.
Ah, right, vehicle. Okay. Well, that's fine. A good, yeah, I mean, that's a fun game. Okay, so you've got square off. Is that all of the modes? I think that's all. There's all sorts of other stuff in there. You can get collect stickers.
Yeah.
You can make sticker decorations. There's there's a lot in this package,
yeah.
I think. I mean, it would have been amazing if they'd have added more to it. I would have loved it if they'd have done some downloadable content or the ability to add new boards, or they supported it a bit more after it had launched.
Yeah.
That would be cool to get some more boards. What would you guys do to improve upon
I'm
it?
I'm just going to add this on to the river rafting things. How
okay.
we talked about the oars.
Mm-hmm.
If you complete that, go up to this lady with like a bell as a mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes like, wow, wow. Yeah, and then she says like, oh, well done. You chose the golden oar. I think that you deserve. Oh, I've happened to got a golden oar on me. And then you've now got a golden oar for when
no
you
idea
next
what
do
that does.
River
we
rafting.
Tried it yet, have we?
Nope.
I think it's like a thing that gives you coins. So if you hit a rock or something,
it
or hit a balloon,
you
it gives you like more coins, or
right.
it gives
or
you more CP for the iPad
oh,
up
maybe.
In the corner.
Oh, yeah.
But I have no clue what that is for.
No
or
idea.
It gives you a boost, like in the Cheap Cheeps, you're paddling and then there's a Cheap Cheep nearby, and you're like, ah, paddle, paddle, paddle. Cheap Cheep bumps into you. You go back and like you're dizzy, but if you maybe the oar gives you super boost, so then you paddle, and then if you like paddle like a really big one, like you're slicing something, and it's like made of metal, so you've got to go really hard, and then you do it really hard, and then you go zoom and get a boost. Maybe.
So what would you do to improve it then? What would you do to make Mario Party better?
Elsie, you want to say it?
So I don't know.
You don't know? Do you think it's perfect? There's nothing you can do to improve it?
I know.
Oh, yeah?
Longer.
You make it longer? What do you mean? Make each game longer? Or what would you do?
Make the like the game longer. So, like, you couldn't be Bowser, and you're, like, against Bowser. So you're a group or the family, and then the Bowser's team
is another
family, and which is working with the other people. So you've got to try and beat Bowser, and you kind of like have to like beat him, and then he might give you a gem, and you might have beat him for each game.
Okay.
And then he gives you a gem because
so like
he's like carrying a gem in his shell.
Okay.
And when you beat him, a gem falls out, and then you collect the gem.
So some extra tough Bowser challenges then.
That's yeah.
what you'd be up for. What about you, Lois? Have you got any ideas?
Maybe like up to maybe like 6 or 10 players.
Oh, more players, yeah.
Yeah, so more players can be doing it. Like in one of the mini games, it's like the river rafting, but the more allies you've got, the more people you are in your boat, and it's a race to get to the finish. And when you yeah, so I think my improvements is either more characters. Or, so you've completed it, yeah, and then you go around, and then you find a different character, like Toadette, Toad, the bell person, Kemek, yeah, and then they each give you a certain thing for each level. Like, Kemek gives you, let's say, a spare broomstick. bike that he's got. So for the marathon, you can get on it and skip a whole world. Oh, so
you get the different characters can be different powers in other parts of the game.
Yeah. So okay, then, cool. Yeah. So then, like. So, like, the bell person gives you a golden ore for boost. Kemet could give you a spare broomstick. So, on the marathon, you can skip a whole
and the
world.
One that has the, like, the pink one.
Yeah, Toadette.
Yeah. She could, like, give you one extra star.
Oh, yeah. Free extra star.
Or she could give you, like, pom-poms. So, for the dancing one, you can... So, if you, like, wave it, like...
Dancing.
Yes, yeah, so you can go cha-cha-cha. And then it makes you automatically get a lot of points.
Ah,
and
right.
Maybe on the board game, it gives you some a special pipe that's always is next to the star. So if you do all the levels, each time you complete like the river rafting, maybe you get given one of those pipes. So then like the star moves. So somewhere totally far away, you use that item and then jump through the pipe and get right next to it.
I think the only thing I'd add would be just, like I said before, with more levels, more boards to play on, because I think there's...
Yeah,
you know,
there's only four.
There's only four and they do get a bit samey after a while, but it's still good fun. There's a lot of mini games in there.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
The thing I love the most is just how much of a laugh it is. I love how much it, you know, how much we all play it, how much...
Yeah.
Everybody can get involved. It doesn't matter how good you are. It's brilliant, brilliant fun, and there's just a lot of banter.
I think
and a lot of trash talking from you two is what
trash talking.
I enjoy the most.
Oh, like fucking Toy Story.
You sassing
trash.
Me.
Trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
You sassing me is the thing that I enjoy in that particular.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things we had a laugh at is when we won one. We said, "Let's sit back and chillax."
Yeah, you two thinking you won.
You laughed.
Ultimately,
you often laughed at that.
Yeah, I did. So yeah, I think that's why we wanted to talk about it today, because we finished it for the first time at the weekend, and I feel like not enough people appreciate how brilliant that game is. Closing thoughts, Elsie, what have you got for us?
This is an ending thing. When we were watching Wolf Hunters, Mommy
Wolf
fell asleep and wine fell all over me. So when we were playing Mario Party, she was drinking wine and she hopefully didn't spill wine on me.
That is a great closing thought, Elsie, and I'm sure Mummy will be very glad to hear that story being told. Lois, any closing thoughts on Mario Party?
That people in my school, Matthew, someone in my class that's behind me, and he often asks me about like Minecraft, Animal Crossing, and so I think that he's not got, like, he's never played Super Mario Party, because he's just like mentioning Minecraft, Animal Crossing, and
I think a lot of people
were
missed
just
out,
like,
missed
not
out
Mario
it.
Party.
It didn't get it got unjustly not great reviews, and I think it's because it's getting reviewed by people that are playing it. I don't know, people like me playing it on my own, in which case it's not very good fun. But if you're playing it as a family, well, thank you. Thanks for joining us today, Elsie. I appreciated you coming on the show and talking about Mario Party. Perhaps we'll make this a regular guest appearance from you when you've got some insight to share on a certain video game.
And one reminder, the big boy is James.
That's me, I am the big boy.
Elsie, say hi.
Hello.
That is Elsie, and then the person who has narrated most of this and is talking right now is Lois.
So it goes that like, Daddy, Lois.
Elsie.
No, it's Daddy, Lois, me.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
Daddy, Lois, me.
All right, well, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us today, Elsie. It's been a pleasure to have you on this show. It's great. Perhaps we'll get you on again. Next time we've got some more things to talk about, some more video games to chat about. and if you enjoyed listening, then please subscribe. Yeah, give us a like. And also, we'd love it if you give us a review. That would be absolutely fantastic.
5 out of 5 if you give a 4. Ooh, you'll get your sweet revenge.
All right, okay. So, yeah, only 5 out of 5 reviews, apparently.
We don't know who it's
going to be. Or you'll get revenge.
We'll take constructive feedback, but we would definitely prefer 5 out of 5 reviews.
Yeah, and I'd get you revenge if I met you one day.
Okay, well, let's hope that doesn't happen, shall we? Anyway, until next time...
Game
together.
Dun 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 dun. Bum bum bum. The end now.